Hi, everybody, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I'm Susanna Mars, and today joining me are Emilia Cacciapero, Theater Communication Group's Director of Artistic Programs and International Theater Institute, and Kevin Bitterman, Director of Institutional Advancement and Partnership for TCG, the Theater Communications Group. Welcome, both of you, and thank you so much for making the time to talk to me today. I know you're busy as can be.
We're racing a lot towards the countdown here. We'll be in Portland just in a few days, actually.
Right. And you're prepping for the TCG conference, which is going to be June 8th through 10th. And then leading up to that, there's going to be a global pre-conference here on June 7th, which is full of incredible opportunities for artists and all people who are interested in making theater wonderful things to participate in. It's over 1,000 theater practitioners are going to be coming to Portland for these events. And I know there are two separate sessions in the pre-conference. Can you describe a little bit about what you're going to be offering?
Right. We've got a lot going on in advance. We have a global pre-conference is going to be taking place on Wednesday, June the 7th, in the afternoon and evening, with an additional performance on Friday night, and we can go into those details in a second. We're also doing quite a lot of other TCG programs and services related events around equity, diversity, and inclusion. We'll have our Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Institute. That's a meeting of about 20 theaters that have committed to doing work around these issues over a long-term three-year period. And a lot of other sessions. So as you said, Susanna, it's going to be us and hundreds of our best friends from around the country coming together.
Tell us a little bit about Rising Leaders of Color, if you can, because that program sounds fantastic.
Absolutely. We recognize, TCG for a number of years has had a quite strong commitment to equity, diversity, and inclusion. Goes back, 20 plus years. And specifically within the last few years, we've recognized that the leadership at a lot of our institutions, they're predominantly white organizations, and there's little pathway if you're a younger leader of color to find your way in and through, be recognized, be uplifted, and connected with folks that then can help you advance in your career. And so one of the parts of our equity and diversity and inclusion initiative, which is a six-point plan, and there's more information on that on our website, tcg.org, but we have a program called Rising Leaders of Color. We move our national conferences around the country. Last year it was in D.C. We've done them in San Francisco, in the Twin Cities, in Baltimore, in Boston. But we thought that it's such a great opportunity because people from all over the country are coming together. But we wanted to also benefit and have impact on the local community. So with the Rising Leaders of Color, we distributed the word about the program throughout the Oregon community. It's actually Rising Leaders of Color Oregon. And we're very, very thankful to our funders, the Meyer Memorial Trust and the Walt Disney Imagineering Creative Entertainment arm for supporting this program. But six Rising Leaders of Color were identified in a very, very competitive process with a selection panel. We're about to announce their names and get the press release on our website, so I won't one-up our website. I will say that these folks from the Oregon community are already at a point where they certainly have a track record of leadership. We have folks from the production area, from the artistic area, from the education area. Some have started their own companies. One is a writer and critic of color. And so these folks will be coming together for professional development activities beginning on this coming Sunday, the 3rd of June. And they will be interacting with peers in other TCG grant programs, as well as getting connected with other leaders in the field. So very excited, and this is directly benefiting the Oregon community.
It's so exciting to hear what you're doing. That's important work. And I, when I was looking at the website and seeing what you're offering for the pre-conference, I saw two questions that will be raised during that conference, and I thought they were pretty fascinating, and I wondered if maybe you both could touch on a little bit about the questions. The first being, what are the structural and systemic barriers that prevent authentic global partnerships? And I think this is really, really interesting question. What drew you to this question? How are you going to address it?
Well, I think that there are a lot of conversations that we have without maybe going back and dissecting the foundational concepts on which we're basing our assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And on this day, on this coming Wednesday of the pre-conference, we'll have a working session in the afternoon, which goes from 1 to 5,
mm-hmm.
That we wanted to keep purposely small. There is still some openings in the registration, but we're going to cap it at 75 people so that we can have a very focused think tank atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then over the course of the day, the goal is to move us towards collective action.
Yeah.
I think very much in our minds these last few days has been the bystander tragedy that's happened right in your community in
yes.
Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very present on our minds here on the TCG side. I know it's very present for you all, and it's also very present for others who are working with the immigrant and refugee communities.
Mm-hmm.
At this particular pre-conference, we wanted to focus on what are the questions, challenges between, say, folks in the U.S. and immigrant and refugee communities.
Mm.
So it's an inward look. This year, last year at our pre-conference in D.C., we had more of an external view
mm-hmm.
where we were looking at our global partnerships between the U.S. and colleagues in other countries. So we had about 17 different countries represented in D.C. This year, because it is such a timely conversation because of what's happening in Portland, what's happening in this whole country, actually, that we needed to address it. So we'll start the beginning of the day really talking about what I was mentioning earlier, kind of the foundational definitions and concepts about what are, you know, the structural and systemic barriers, actually. Mm. And then when we think about international immigration and refugee settlements, how does our concept of borders play out?
Mm.
Then we will be going into a session that we're calling Practicing Art and Empathy, how to uplift successes and lessons learned from those who've been working in various communities. So we've got some folks that have been working with Syrian refugees, some with Somali immigrants and other immigrant communities and presenting their work. Then there will be some global manifestos. We're calling them global festos, a call to action.
Yeah.
We'll have three speakers really challenging the attendees to think about what does collective action look like? What is global citizenship? What happens when we can put our energy together to create change? And what does that change look like? And how will we be accountable?
It sounds like a thrilling conversation.
Maybe more longer answer than you would want
it. No, it isn't at all. I mean, it's this nothing short about what we're talking about here. There's no way to address these issues without long conversations with trust and integrity and compassion. And so I would venture that all the people that are going to participate are going to be willing and interested in having these lengthy conversations and then to take action with thought behind it and consideration. That's the type of work that's going to make change, in my opinion.
Yeah. Kevin, do you want to talk a bit about the evening part of the session in our company?
Absolutely. So the evening is actually it's actually a wonderful opportunity for the larger Portland community to join us for the Global Pre-Conference. It's called a Global Free Conference, but the evening is really focusing in on the global at a local level. TCG is producing this event with our partners at the Laboratory for Global Performance and Politics at Georgetown University, and together we make up what's called the Global Theater Initiative. And the evening session, which actually begins at 7 o'clock over at Portland Center Stage, we'll have opening remarks from Representative Elisa Kenney-Geyer from District 46 in Portland, who's going to be talking a little bit about her role in leadership within Portland as it relates to Portland being a sanctuary city and a diverse community. The evening will then proceed into a performance from the company based in Mexico City called Teatro Lina de Sombra. Their production of Amarillo it's a 60-minute performance. Multimedia, full company is touring here to Portland for this specific performance. After the show, we'll be having a conversation led and moderated by Derek Goldman, who's the founding director of the Laboratory for Global Performance and Politics at Georgetown. And he'll be speaking with a combination of community-based organizations that have been working within the kind of refugee community in Portland, other artists in different communities that have been working at the intersections of this work, as well as the Portland police chief as well will be joining us for that conversation. So I think it's, you know, going to be a great opportunity for the local community to join us, to experience the production, to participate in these kind of second part of the conversation during the Global Pre-Conference. Folks who can't, you know, make it on Wednesday, we're actually having a reprise performance on Friday evening at Portland Center Stage as well. And we hope that people could join us for that as if their schedules allow.
I see on the docket one of the panel participants is the former director of refugee resettlement for the Catholic Charities in Portland, and I think that sounds really fascinating to hear what's being thought about right now. I know that you two have lots to get to today, and I so appreciate you taking the time to describe what's going on. This is really just the tip of the iceberg. If you want to go to tcg.org, you'll be blown away at who is going to be here and what they're going to be talking about. And if you're interested in theater, make it your business to get there. And I really appreciate your time, Amelia and Kevin, and all best to you on your trip. I hope I'll get a chance to meet you in person.
Yes, hopefully we'll see each other sooner than later.
Yes, have a safe journey, and thank you for doing this important work. I know it's difficult to put these types of things together, and it looks like it's going to be just brilliant.
Okay, thank you so much for thinking of us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.